But we had had red carpet in before that was a kitchen carpet that would not let anything get through to the floor. And that's the way this is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really
so
that's
I was
really
happy
nice.
Again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that was the only thing I kept insisting. I will have my kitchen and my utility room back like it was. And it is.
That's good. Yeah. That's great. What other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?
There are a lot of Spanish-style houses. There are some here in the Upper Valley that are more, I guess, on the English or Cape Cod. I don't know.
There's some funny-looking houses.
Really
in the
strange.
Valley.
Really strange.
Things that look like big black submarines.
Mm-hmm. And there's some over in the Willows that look like they came from probably the Orient or somewhere. But I really prefer to see the Southwest. Mm-hmm. Southwest.
What kind of building materials do people use?
Nowadays, just a lot of different things. But you see a lot of houses going up in such a hurry with the... It looks like they're put together with plywood and...
They are.
You know, some of this, whatever, the black tar paper looking stuff. You know, they're not nearly as substantial as... This house will be here for a long, long time.
Is this an adobe?
It's adobe. Mm-hmm. And it's a very well-built house. When it gets cool in the summer with the air conditioner, it takes very little to keep it cool. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, when you get it warm, it doesn't take much to keep it warm because of the adobe.
Yeah, I just think the adobes are the most energy-efficient houses possible.
Yeah, I really like it.
They should build more of them.
The only problem is if you like to move pictures or change things around, you have to realize that these are real plaster walls in here. They're not this plaster board. And when you're going to hang a picture, you're going to drill a hole, you're going to plug it, and that hole is going to stay there. You're not going to change it around like you do.
Yeah.
That's one drawback, I would say, that it takes a lot more to decorate inside because mm-hmm. you have a tendency to leave it just like it is when you get it there.
Yeah, I bet. Out here in the valley, residential properties are divided by what kind of physical divider?
It used to be acres, mm-hmm. is what you would say. You're buying a house by the acre. As far as, are you talking about barriers between
barriers.
Them?
Yeah.
You see some rock walls, mm-hmm. and I would say that rock walls are probably predominant around the area, but in the area right here where we live, you don't see a lot of barriers other than fences to keep the animals in.
Mm-hmm.
And
what kinds of fences?
There'll be wire fences. We have what is considered a smooth wire fence. And since this is not going any further than just us, it is electric fence, which is not permitted in the city, but ours was listed with the animal control as a smooth wire, and they know it.
Is that to keep the horses in? Or?
It's probably the safest large animal fence that there is. You're not going to get a horse injured,
mm-hmm.
and the horses... They're intelligent enough that when they once touch it, they will not go back to it. So it's a safe fence that way. It's not real safe on people's... Well, it's safe. It's not going to injure anything.
I saw a fence like that once in Tucson, and my friend that was with me, they were her horses anyway, she had never touched the fence before,
mm-hmm.
and she touched it, and it didn't really hurt her, but she was shocked.
Yeah, it
she
shocks you enough to make you... And an animal, you know, will respect that. Occasionally dogs will come along, and when they touch it, stray dogs,
mm-hmm.
they don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it, I think, a safer fence for us,
great.
Too, because
it
keeps unwanted animals out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have a fireplace, right?
It's a dummy fireplace. It's not a real one.
Nobody in El Paso has a real fireplace
It has a
anymore.
Gas jet in it,
uh-huh.
but we don't utilize it for anything other than just... decor of mm-hmm. the house.
Do you have a shelf above it?
Mm-hmm.
What is
yes.
that called?
The mantle.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a part that juts out from the fireplace that maybe you can sit on?
No, there is not. There's in front of it is just a little bit of tile.